Does my local electric or water company have the right to put smart meters in or outside my house? And does it really matter?
So this issue of smart meters is just really coming into focus now that almost all of our utilities are switching to being so-called smart. What we're finding is that, so let me just back up for a minute. So our electric meters in many states are being turned into wireless transmitting digital meters. And there are many people who have gotten sick from these installations. One, they emit wireless radio frequency radiation all the time. They also can introduce harmonics on the line because they're digital. It is important to note that the mechanical meters that we had for decades were perfectly fine. They worked fine. And they're being swapped with these cheap digital devices, which emit radiation, and there are stop smart meter groups in every state in the United States. So if you want to connect with people, find your local smart meter group. In our community, they try to put water meters, make all our water meters smart. And there was a large community effort to educate the Water Commission on this issue. And we were actually able to have a halt to that million-dollar program while it was there's further investigation happening. It's in an indefinite halt, actually, because one, this is going to cost a lot of money, and what would the benefit be? We have not seen in reports an actual benefit to making these meters smart. It is not the wireless capability that results in people conserving energy or conserving water. It's actually basic education, not that it is wirelessly transmitting all the time. So there have been several lawsuits. I know there's one in Maine right now. There was one in Pennsylvania where it was determined that the company could not force a smart meter on a home. And we have a lot of that on our website at ehtrust.org. But, I'm in a state where I can opt out. I can choose a wired, a non-wireless meter that I have to pay, which is a big problem. Why do we have to pay for something we don't want? We have been working on that at the state level, trying to stop these, having to pay. And there are some places where you don't have to pay for an opt-out, but unfortunately, in many states and many communities, you need to pay to opt out. But in some states, they don't even have that option. And that is why there have been these lawsuits. I would add one thing in on the West Coast, there was a case filed in a human rights, a civil case, where a family was able to get their meter, the Wi-Fi, the wireless smart meter taken off, as well as three of the neighbors for free because of her injury from microwave electromagnetic radiation and the need to be accommodated. So we do not believe that people should be forced to have a smart meter on their home. It's your home. Why should you have to have a smart meter on it if you don't want that a smart meter on your home? There's nothing smart about a smart meter.
Should women store cell phones in their bra? Should men store cell phones in their pockets? You alluded to this earlier. Is it okay in both cases if they're off?
There are published case reports of young women who have no family history of breast cancer getting unusual breast cancers directly underneath where the antennas in their cell phones are for those women who put the cell phone in their bra. So there's a woman at 21 who would put the cell phone in her bra when she went running and just when she went out and developing these unusual tumors. There most recently was a published review of studies on radio frequency radiation and breast cancer that concluded there is a significant relationship between exposure and breast cancer. So no, cell phone should not be in your bra. Your bra should be a cell phone free zone. The breast tissue is a unique tissue, and we are very concerned about young women who do that. Not only that, but women will often take the phone and text with the end of the phone right against their breasts, unaware that is putting high levels of exposure to their breast. So we believe it's urgent. And breast cancer surgeons are recommending don't put the cell phone to your bra. Even ones who are not, you know, putting a stake in the science and saying one way or the other, they say, you know what, until we know more, this should not be touching your body. Not only that, but phones are not tested in body contact positions. How could I have forgotten to mention this very important piece? They are tested at a distance from the body. Phones have multiple antennas. You might have like one, two, or three at the top, a few at the bottom. Some, the entire rim is an antenna. Some will have antennas on the side, and they are not tested like this. When they are tested in positions of body contact, of which the government of France has tested hundreds of phones, many of them at body contact, and found that they exceed the limits, the radiation limits in the country, in the European Union. Now, if you take the test that the French government did, and a special thanks to PhoneGate and Dr. Marco Razzi for putting pressure on the French government to release these tests, because let me tell you, the government did not want to release the findings of these tests, but they were ultimately released. When you take those numbers, the wireless absorption rate measurements, which were taken on the cell phone radiation, and you look at how the United States government measures cell phone radiation, Dr. Om Gandhi published a study showing that the limits can be exceeded up to 11 times, that those cell phones tested in France could exceed U.S. government limits by 11 times. So, and U.S. government limits are not protective. So to exceed government limits is huge, because it's kind of like a 200 miles an hour speed limit that we have. So it's really hard to exceed that limit. But phones at body contact exceed U.S. limits when tested at high power, as they do in compliance tests. I even have, I'll show you something. So the way that cell phones are pre-market tested are, you take the phone, there is a spacer here at the ear, and they're positioned very carefully, but they are not positioned where the phone is touching the head. It's actually against the spacer. The head that they use is a plastic head filled with a sugar liquid. It's it's SAM, and they call it SAM, the specific anthropomorphic man. And this does not represent the majority of people, because the plastic dummy that is used is a big man's head. It's actually bigger than this. I just couldn't find, I'm going to make a head that looks like Sam so you can see. And it makes no sense that they put a thermometer in the top and they test the temperature rates inside the head, except what we know about the science is that the impacts from cell phone radiation are not from heating only. They are from much lower levels of exposure, cellular changes, biochemical changes, oxidative stress, which can cause all kinds of health impacts. So the way that we test phones is not reflective of how phones actually impact our body. If that makes sense. And in the manual, I have the manual. I actually, when you get a phone, in the manual of the phones, they say, you know, go to this little, some of them have it say, actually, the phone is tested at 5 millimeters or 10 millimeters from the body. Sometimes you have to go online. Apple has an online information about the radio frequency radiation, and they have a certain distance that the phone is tested for compliance for cell phone radiation. And most people don't follow that distance, and most people don't read their manuals. So Don't keep the phone in body contact positions. Don't sit on your phone. I was hanging out with my cousin and he took the phone and he was on a chair without a table and he literally put it right in between his legs, sitting on it as a place to keep it because I guess he didn't have a pocket. And I was like, oh my goodness, are people, no, that's right. That's right in your special parts. Don't do that, you know, but until we have policy change, it's very hard to communicate to teenagers this issue. So that's why we're working overtime.